that was a UFO beaming back at you. No, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Nick of Time, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdalene, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You've got to say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome to Nick of Time Podcast, the Lineup Media Group production, brought to you this week and every week by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/Nick of Time to get a 30-day free trial and free audiobook download. If you're looking to do any shopping on Amazon, visit our website, nickoftimepodcast.com. Click the Amazon banner. Any purchases you make during your session will directly support our show.
Hey, while you're on our website, go ahead and vote in our poll.
You'll yeah, we've got a poll for this episode.
It's in the top right-hand corner under the main area. You'll see it. Pick your favorite Armageddon, your favorite apocalypse.
Your favorite doomsday scenario.
Because this week is part two of doomsday and apocalypse scenarios.
What are we starting with? What are we continuing with, rather?
We are going to continue with, I don't know, well, you want to pick one of them?
Let me pick. This is a less known possibility. It's the iceberg methane explosions. And it's not an explosion like it erupts like with fire. There's a theory that icebergs that are like the North Pole, the South Pole, contain vast quantities of methane. So that when an iceberg melts, it releases this methane
into the atmosphere, right?
Kind of like a big...
Where the fuck else is it going to release?
A big iceberg fart, pretty much.
Pretty much, and it's going to contribute to the greenhouse effect and raise the temperature, thereby melting more icebergs, thereby releasing more methane.
This sounds like the global warming theory.
It's a chain reaction. And continually releases more. It is a global warming.
Except
thing.
Instead of CO2, it's methane that's the culprit.
Right. Or wow. Any other greenhouse gas that's trapped. I mean, if it's in large enough volume, methane is the one most people think about.
So it just keeps going and going. The more the ice melts, the more
itself,
methane
right?
It releases, makes the temperature on the Earth hotter.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, that does sound pretty serious. That could suck.
No, it hinges on if there is that much methane, enough to really contribute to the greenhouse effect.
I know, doesn't a lot of methane get released when, say, a volcano goes off as well?
Not methane, not when a volcano goes off.
Because it's all burned up?
Like carbon monoxide,
right.
Things like that.
Now, is there enough methane in these ice shelves to cause fire explosions?
That's the question. They take those big ice cores, you ever seen that, where they go down and drill?
Right, they drill.
1,000 feet into the ice to check the
history of the ice.
Right.
I know Alex and I both know methane is something serious because we actually work for a sanitation company. We've been to landfills, and they have to burn that methane off that comes from
to capture it, and they use it sometimes for, bioenergy.
Yeah,
exactly.
It'll run their whole landfill. But, yeah, there's stacks up that the methane, goes up, and they actually have to burn the methane mm-hmm. off from the landfill.
Every time they make a layer, they've got to put down a sheet to help capture it, and it all goes into it like a funnel. Yeah, I've seen the internet stuff on that. It's pretty neat. Yeah.
Well, we've seen it in real life.
There's also the fear that the amount of cows we have on the planet now are really contributing to methane, too. But and I'm not kidding, the amount of farting they do.
Right. Well, I'm like
sure
steak, so
people probably
it.
Have a lot to do with that, too, because there's a lot of people.
Oh, I'm a gassy son of a bitch. I fart all the time,
it's got to add to it,
It's got to.
Hey, flatulence, there's more room out than there is in. But what do you want the cow to do?
That seems like a real far out, real far out example.
Well, can the level of methane get high enough to be poisonous to life?
To humankind?
Though it's not,
it would
thick
take
enough
a lot.
To explode.
There's so much nitrogen and oxygen in our atmosphere. It would take so much to
Well, the safe level of oxygen for humans is like 19.1% oxygen.
I thought there was more than that already. They
need a lot more nitrogen.
No, maybe it's 19.3, but yeah, or 20.4. Honestly, I can't remember. Do look it up, but I just learned it a couple months ago.
So nitrogen's 78, oxygen's 21.
21.
Argon is 0.93, CO2 is 0.038.
So those are probably like the numbers that you use on the ISS.
Well, if you dilute it too much, though, I mean, I think it's something like if it's at 14% oxygen in the atmosphere, it's like a half hour exposed to that and you pass out. So, I mean, it really matters, you know, the level of oxygen in the atmosphere.
So if it could change the level of oxygen even 2 or 3%, there would be health repercussions.
The question, though, is
there that much?
Is there that much? We know the effect of having too much methane.
I wonder what they found in these core samples. It must be enough for people to be concerned about it.
Do you have any geologists listening or any weather experts? Send us an email.
Yeah, I'm right here. No.
As you know, we're pretty much unlearned assholes, so we would love to hear from you.
I didn't go to college.
Really?
Well, I'm not too worried about methane release from the icebergs. But if it's the sea level rise and the global warming that comes along with it,
yeah, coupled with all the ice melting.
Did you see the Day After Tomorrow, Dennis Quaid, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, I did see that.
Wolves fought him in New York or something?
Yeah, and the freezing-ass cold. That was cool. That was good.
But what had happened in that movie was due to the sound or desalinization of the ocean due to Arctic melting.
Fresh water coming in, causing less salt.
It killed the North Atlantic current. So without that going, it just fucking fucked up the weather real bad, and then
massive
ice
storm.
Age.
Oh, okay. Clouded out the sky, no sun
basically
coming in.
Yep.
So the currents actually have that much to do with the weather, like the
apparently. So
England,
well, think about it.
England would be frozen if it wasn't bringing up that hot water from the hot air from the equator.
Right. Once it gets up there, it transpires, gets into the atmosphere, rain. You know, it's got a lot to do with the weather.
It's the circle of life.
Pretty much is, man.
All right, so how are we going to weight this one, you guys? Iceberg methane explosion.
Probably a six.
I'm going three.
I'm going to go five. I don't think it's sexy. It's not sexy enough.
Yeah,
it doesn't have that pull for you.
I've seen Waterworld, and it wasn't sexy.
Waterworld.
No, you drink your own piss. No,
people
fuck all
have
that.
Cussed me out because I love Waterworld.
It was
one of my favorite.
It wasn't sexy, but it was a good movie. Dry land's not a myth. I've seen it.
Al, what are you weighting it?
Well, I think.
What is
call me crazy,
number?
I believe in global warming. I think this will happen.
You're crazy.
I'm going to give it a 7.
A 7?
Yep. Ooh. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, and I think the weather can also change on its own volition, so it might cool back down and then warm back up, and it's just a phase we're in. So it's not set in stone.
It's not set in stone. All right, well, I'm picking the next one. I called it.
What did you vote on?
Well, I gave it a 3 on the iceberg methane. Yeah,
What's our score?
It got a 15. The iceberg methane explosion got a 15.
Is that that's not the lowest?
That's
the lowest is Rapture.
The lowest is Rapture was 6. Yeah, Rapture was pretty terrible. But I'm picking the next one: AI, artificial intelligence, or Skynet.
Skynet's kind of like the Terminator version.
Yeah, well, that's just kind of to tell everyone give them an idea of what I'm talking about
here.
Skynet. If you're ever familiar with the Terminator movies, the artificial intelligence program Skynet, which is supposed to be like a defense program,
or the Matrix, for instance,
Matrix, the same thing. Yeah, it just takes over and basically has a mind of its own.
It becomes self-aware and then it is worried about itself and sees humans as a
Humans end up being a threat.
Right.
Yeah, and Prime Directive 1 always fails.
Well, you mean Asimov's three laws? What are his three laws?
Well, I know that almost every time it seems like they're invented to help humankind, they come to find out the only way they can help people is to destroy them because they're evil in nature, is what it boils down to most time for AI.
You hurt yourself, so we must hurt you.
Right. We got to kill you to stop you from
hurting
yourself.
There's something to that, though. I mean, because if you look at human behavior, I mean, we are pretty fucking evil. I mean,
I'd like to think we're all good.
No. I mean, yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer was
in the
good.
Perfect,
not we're
in
all
the perfect
good,
world,
but in the majority.
In the perfect
good
world. But humans are assholes, man. They really are.
I think the more you get together, the worse it is.
Smaller
numbers make nicer people.
So Isaac Asimov had the three laws of robotics, which I think you can apply to AI as well. The first one was a robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human to be injured. Hold on, I'll throw that up on the screen. I can see you're looking around.
Kind of like whenever a robot jumps in to save somebody's life.
Did you ever see the movie Will Smith, AI?
iRobot.
Or iRobot, that's what it was.
iRobot, yeah, that was a good movie,
They had these three laws, like, front and center.
Right, but the robot had to choose to save one of them, and it conflicted his prime directive.
So number two was a robot must obey orders given to it by a human except where such orders would conflict with the first law. So they can't take the order to kill a person.
Right.
But, you know, otherwise, you got to listen. Pick up that fucking thing off the ground.
And it's going to do anything you say other than kill somebody.
So first things first, prime directive, don't injure a human. Second thing.
You must listen. This is like OCD.
You have to listen to the humans as long as it doesn't involve hurting a human. So don't fuck up rule one. Rule two, as long as it don't fuck up rule one.
Sure. And number three was a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.
Okay, so number three, as long as it don't fuck up two and one.
Self-preservation comes third. Two, take orders. Three, save people.
So that is a recipe for disaster.
If you have to complete an order, you have to be willing to die to do it for a robot.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't come into your programming.
Right.
As long as it
I guess it depends on the robot, like whether it can decide is two important enough or three.
Well, I know recently they just put out an AI, I believe it was Microsoft, and it got online for in less than a
that
few
was
hours.
So hilarious.
It turned into a racist bigot.
Yeah, it was like a teenage sex fiend, yeah.
Everything it learned from
Hitler
the humans
wrong.
Talking well, to it.
Yeah, yeah, and now tell me humans are all good, Alex. This AI talks to humans for like 6 hours and becomes a sexist robot that's a racist sex machine.
you got to look at the
interaction for 6 hours fucking
You
got to
look
AI.
At the group of people that were commenting on it, because I wasn't one of them. I'm sure there's, you know.
Right, right.
No, but so you got to think, though, for the AI problem thing, we got to come up with a set of laws that probably be very similar to this. And then there's got to be a way for those laws to break down to where it can logically circumvent them.
Right.
Because in the end, AI is just a set of logic gates. Yes or no?
Well,
I agree.
This or that.
I agree.
I believe once it has self-awareness and it has consciousness and it can change its own programming at that point.
Yeah, but is their self-aware and their consciousness going to be at the same level as ours is, where we can freely decide and choose and change our directives or decisions in a split second? But how would that?
Is that still intelligence? Does that qualify as intelligence? I guess
it's
not intelligence, but I'm not intelligent. I have no idea. Got to be intelligent to know that shit.
Well, it's like, at what point does it become more than, say, an animal, where it just wants to stay alive?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, a dog is self-aware, and it has all the self-preservation mechanisms inside of it. It doesn't want to die.
I think it's a human. It has almost the same laws.
You know,
a dog has the same laws.
Robots, once they fall in love, once they make art on their own volition, I believe that's when they become
art
human.
And love, huh?
Well, those are the only things that don't serve any purpose. In the animal kingdom,
art and love,
or the robotic
kingdom.
I can
see it. That could just expand their mind to that the very last bit that they needed to be on our level.
Right.
Art and love. I can go with that. So what are we going to weight this AI and Skynet at? Because this one's...
I think it's pretty likely.
They're coming out with seriously good robots and AI.
We're going to give it like 8.
Have you guys seen the new sex, virtual reality sex thing that they've got now? It's like... Yeah, you know, you put on the virtual reality gig, and then there's this thing that straps to you, and it's like an AI, and the chick's talking to you, and you're watching the video, and then, like, you feel everything.
No.
It's like an AI sex robot.
I haven't been looking that one up.
Oh, okay.
It has really nothing to do with
AI. Well, hey, it came up in my research, okay?
It has nothing to do with
okay,
AI.
Maybe it didn't. Alex says 8, though, and what do you give
it?
I said 8.
Oh, Pigpen said 8. I'm sorry. Everett said 8. What do you say, Alex?
I think AI coming self-aware, we just don't... We're not quite there
yet. Because
it could
be a catastrophe. Think Matrix.
It could happen. I think there is going to be a failsafe. We'll be able to kill them, shut them down, even if they get on the internet. I'm going to give it a 6.
A 6? Even if they get on the internet. Like Ultron, man. He was everywhere.
Or whenever
real, exactly. There's a good point. Ultron.
If you're not familiar with what we're talking about, the new Avengers movie, at the Age of Ultron.
Or
Ultron,
comics.
Or comics. I'm talking about the new movie. The Age of Ultron, he was got on the internet, and he was actually able to be in any computer anywhere.
What was it where Johnny Depp turned into a computer, and then he got on the internet and
Johnny
ran the world?
Johnny Depp, are you thinking Lawnmower Man?
No, this was a recent one.
You're thinking Johnny Mnemonic, but that was Keanu Reeves.
That was not on there.
It was like Her or... No, it was something like... I'm sorry. I don't know the movie.
You're shitting all over, Sir Alex.
Did you say Ben-Hur?
Did you ever see Lawnmower Man, though?
Well, there
I
was
did.
The movie Her where Joaquin Phoenix fell in love with his iPhone.
Joaquin?
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. That's
his
just
name.
The way
Joaquin
I like
Joaquin Phoenix.
Sounds like you're going to spit on me.
Well, anyway, that AI ended up finding love. He fell in love with his damn cell phone, which was kind of outrageous.
So the artificial intelligence one, I'm going to go ahead and give an 8 to. I
pretty likely. I mean, if over any of these other ones.
You know what? I'm going with a 9. for the artificial intelligence.
Really?
Because I've seen so much of it lately. You know what I mean? Everyone's building the artificial intelligence.
Top of mind, huh?
It's been prevalent in the news and media lately.
Sure.
So,
well, you know, it took them 20 years to map the genome. Maybe it's going to take them 50 years to get AI right. Well,
it could.
We're halfway there.
We'll have,
you know,
to revisit. We'll have to do a revisit in 50 years. But no, I'm saying 9. I really think that there's a lot of probability to that one, because it could happen.
Okay.
I mean, in your perfect world, we will hit the stop button, which is what I'm hoping, but
right.
Shit, it still could happen.
All right, I guess it's Alex's turn.
I like the EMP. That's one of my scariest thoughts, is a giant electromagnetic pulse above any major populated area, whether it be the continental United States, Asia, India.
For those who know about electromagnetic pulse, I'm sure most of our listeners do, but basically the idea is set off a nuclear reaction or nuclear bomb in the upper atmosphere, and it will release electromagnetic pulse that will disable any electronic devices.
It fries circuit boards instantly.
It overloads any electronic board.
So that's everything that runs on electricity.
And
phones,
that's not
cars,
just,
anything.
Exactly.
Anything.
Anything that has a
computers.
Circuit.
It doesn't even necessarily have to be a nuke. Like solar activity, like coronal mass ejection, can send such a large solar flare.
Otherwise known as solar flares.
Right. It can send a large solar flare at our planet and hit our natural electromagnetic field that's generated by the Earth's core. But it can be so strong that it overloads us and just still arcs to the ground.
Man.
That right, and as soon as it hits a power line, anything, it fries
something
everything.
Like this happened in the 1800s. It
right.
was so strong, it was causing like telegraph stations
to burst into flames.
Now, if that were to happen today, that'd be devastating to society.
It would be
devastating.
It'd be bad.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got a smartphone. Well,
anybody who has
television, I mean, all of it.
At the hospital getting a surgery, they're instantly dead. Anyone on life support is instantly dead. Anyone who needs their cold...
Unless they're inside of a Faraday cage and there's a generator.
Right.
But.
Well, there is a precaution for this one, luckily. But if you take insulin, you got about 2 weeks before your insulin's stayed too warm, and then you're dead. So, I mean
there's all kinds of people. You can't get medicine made anymore.
You can't drive a car because all the circuits in your car are shot, unless it's an older car with points and then it doesn't run on any kind of electronics. It's all mechanical.
Distributor system, yeah.
Man, right. The EMP would be bad. That would be a real bad one.
And it sadly is very possible.
And if you wanted to start making new electricity, we don't have the equipment to even build what we need to make electricity.
Sure, we do. I could build a generator from scratch.
Without any tools?
With most rudimentary tools, I'd make a wooden generator, more or less.
Well, then you have to run on gas?
No, I mean, it could be wind.
Well, because, I mean, what do you need to make electromagnetic? Just a spinning magnet over copper, right?
Right.
Copper
right.
over spinning magnet. What is it? Spinning magnet
basically,
over copper.
Basically, that's it.
That's
but
it.
If you want to generate enough power for, say, a city, you're going to be
up well, you're not doing
creek
that.
Because you don't even have what they had to begin with, which was horses and carriages, because we don't even have those
around
thing,
like
we
the
did then.
The ones done by nuclear blasts, those stick around for years. So even if you could rebuild your technology, it's still going to act like a coil and pick up that electromagnetic radiation. And
it still wouldn't work.
Right.
Right.
You like whatever they did, Escape from L.A., they had the little Doomsday 666.
The 666 devices, little
that was,
handheld
they said
deal.
That was like 500 years worth of, you know, I'm sure it's just a movie, I know.
Right, but
that
scenario would be 500 years of an EMP-based weapon.
We're back to the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
What was it called?
That
Faraday
would suck.
Cage?
Yeah, Faraday cage.
And there's pretty much just a big metal box, and whatever you put inside of it, the electromagnetic pulse hits the box and goes around
the box. Grounds
it,
more or less.
And grounds
right.
it instead of, you know, blowing up your transistors and your ham radio or what have you.
Yeah, or any of your electronics, right?
Yeah, that would be devastating. Everyone's got electronics.
Then
I mean,
you're gonna
think
run
about
out.
How
no
you live
more
your
TV,
everyday
no
life.
More podcasts. I'm sorry, folks.
No more podcasts.
I'm not going to get on
everyone,
here someday.
This one's a 10 for everybody.
Well,
no more podcasts.
Well,
no.
I think so. I think it would knock us back to the 1600s because we'd have probably 85% of the population just gone.
I wouldn't say there'd be cannibalism. It'd be just like the rapture in that regard.
Think Book of Eli.
Yeah,
honestly, think Book of Eli. Well, no, they still had cars in that.
I can't think Book of Eli because that movie's so full of shit.
Just because he was blind, that's why.
Well, no, think about the size. Like even on Reddit, I read one time about how if it was actually a Braille Bible, it'd be like 8 foot thick.
Right.
So he's walking around with this family photo album worth of fucking Braille Bible.
Yeah, he's got like 6 verses in
there. He needs a truck.
Yeah, no shit.
He's got the Book of Job.
That was a pretty good post-apocalyptic movie, though, and that,
sure.
that dealt with a nuclear winter or whatever. But
sure, same thing with your Mad Maxes and anything like that.
Yeah.
don't know. I think this one is probably one of the most plausible and the most damaging that I can think of.
Well, think about if a terrorist got a hold of an EMP device. Well, you know what I mean? That fuckers want to do this damage, man. I mean, they, you know, shut down America.
There's localized versions of it, too, that the military can use to, like, roll into a situation and throw off an EMP so that no, like, messages can get out so they can roll in and fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they can't use their cell phones or any sort of...
Exactly.
Right.
You can do your own by basically giving so much electricity, like, feed so much electricity into a wire that it explodes.
Yeah.
That'll put it off an EMP.
Right.
So say you got a big enough capacitor bank to overload a wire and pop it, that's an EMP.
Yeah.
So... All right, well, let's vote on this one, because this seems like, so far, like the worst one.
No, I think the EMP is probably one of the better
between the ways it can go off.
Because there's like maliciousness to this one. This one could be used by a terrorist.
A terrorist or come natural.
And they could just shut down the power grid through a cyber attack. I don't know if we have this on our list, but that's almost along the same line.
Cyber attack, yeah. Well, just loss of infrastructure, basically.
Yeah, your total electric infrastructure. You can't deliver goods. You can't process anything. I mean,
no trucks on the road.
Well,
yeah,
with the EMP blast.
I'm gonna start out and give it a 9.
A 9 on the EMP?
A 9 on
I think it's a 10 because a solar flare, we're due.
There's the 11-year cycle on the sun where it gets freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Every 11 years, it's time to put up or shut up.
I believe it was 2013 one went off, but it was facing the wrong direction.
Right,
it
was like a profile view. We got to see lucky. It, rather than it coming right at us, you don't really see what's coming right at you. Like a bullet, you can kind of track, right, unless it's coming right at you.
I'm going with an 8.
So that's like what? We got an 8, 9, 10, that's 40?
Yeah, exactly right. 27.
Oh.
All right, what's the next one? I'll pick it. Let's do celestial impact. Oh, yeah, meteors, asteroids, and all that good stuff. Comets.
I guess another planet.
I mean, hell, it's already happened before. Another planet. Yeah, hey, Nibiru, we just did an episode about that. That fucker comes back around and smashes into us. That would be a big deal.
I wasn't here for the Nibiru, but that's just like a rogue planet without an orbit flying around. Right?
Well, it has an orbit, but it's a
non-heliocentric.
A very like a comet.
So it crosses through many different orbits on its way.
Yes.
Similar to like how a comet does.
Right. So we could get Halley smashed, or it could be a giant
Ison
asteroid.
What was it, 1995 or 6 when the comet Shoemaker-Levy hit Jupiter, and we observed that from here?
Yeah.
With explosions like that looked bigger than our planet on Jupiter.
Very huge.
It broke into like 9 pieces. And
what was it, 2013 or 14? That one we didn't even know it was coming.
Apophis?
No, that meteor in Russia.
That
exploded above ground.
We didn't even know that was coming.
Yeah, that was small, like the size of like a Volkswagen, they said.
Right, and you could see that thing streaking across the sky. You know what I mean? So imagine the
you could see basketball size when streak across the sky.
Well, imagine the Chicxulub crater. You know, 65, the one that supposedly eradicated the dinosaurs. You know, that was supposedly allegedly
Yucatan.
Can you look up the Airburst meteor that happened in Russia, and it knocked down like 100 miles of trees all the way all around?
Oh, I heard about that. I've seen some pictures of that.
Yeah, 1908. Okay.
It was the Tecumseh incident, I think it was called.
Yeah, and that one, they came along a few days later, and all the trees were blown just straight flat in every direction and burned up. The amount of damage from a celestial impact is just overwhelming. I went to Arizona Meteor Crater one time, and it was 3 miles across, and they said that one that hit wasn't very large at all.
It was the Tunguska event.
Tunguska.
It flattened more than 2,000 square kilometers of forest.
Oh, my. Wow. That's much bigger than I thought.
It was huge.
That is crazy.
Let's see if I can get some stats on here. You guys continue your
And they had some photos of that one after they found all the trees laid down. They
right, I've seen some of the pictures. That's very crazy.
They're saying 10 to 15 megaton power in that airburst.
So it wasn't quite as strong as our strongest bomb. So
it's huge. It's not as strong, but nobody's ever used a 15 in war.
That exploded above ground. That was in the atmosphere. It exploded, and it still caused 2,000 square miles.
They believe that's what the theory is.
Right. Kilometers, about 770 square miles.
Yeah, well, man, can you imagine a 6 mile wide asteroid?
Let me put it to you like this.
That's nuts. That would cause everything.
The nuclear bombs used in World War II, 50 kiloton, 1,000 kiloton, megaton. So you're looking at 10 to 15 megatons. You're talking 1,500 times
Hiroshima.
Man and little boy or what
just
were they?
Boom, just destroys that much forest.
Wow, man, that's devastating.
If that was to happen over New York.
You're talking complete loss of life in the vicinity.
Easily.
A complete loss. Total loss of life.
Probably even outside the vicinity for quite a ways.
It'd be a hell of a shockwave.
From the shockwave would probably rip your skin off your body.
Oh,
if you're anywhere close, yeah. pop your eardrums.
What could be more doomsday-ish than that? Get your skin ripped off. God, that's terrible.
The bigger celestial bodies, like the dinosaurs meteoroid or asteroid.
Well, that was the Chicxulub crater, the one, yeah.
Right. Well, if something anywhere near the size, what did you say it was six miles across?
Yeah.
Well, even if it was half that size, it would probably destroy every human on Earth. I mean, unless you really bunkered down for years.
Yeah, and that's what it would take, years. It would literally take years.
And the theory is with the dinosaurs, it threw up a debris cloud that covered the Earth and sent it into a winter, right?
Not only that, it scorched the whole surface of the Earth in a fireball.
And as soon as it hit it, it just instantly evaporated.
I think it was something like 80% of all life, 80%, and that's plant life, animal, everything, dinosaur, insect.
It probably had to be underwater.
80% of all life on Earth was killed.
The seas were almost completely poisoned, too, the amount of ash and nasty shit.
Well, I imagine they boiled for a while too, you know. I mean,
well,
that
not
much,
the entire ocean. I mean, come
well,
on.
It hit in the
that's
Gulf
like
of Mexico.
It's like taking a rock and throwing it into a pool. You know what I mean? You're not gonna make that big.
That's a big ass rock
at 30,000 miles an hour.
Good point.
At 30,000 miles an hour, you think about the impact of that, man.
Yeah, I just
even still, if you can.
I watched a Discovery remake of that where they shot an aluminum ball
into a pile of sand.
Yeah, did you see it? Yes. And that was gnarly, dude.
They couldn't have hit nowhere near 30,000 miles an hour.
No, but they had the equivalent. You know, they sized everything down. Yeah, I mean, it was all to scale.
I bet it was a big old pop up of a matter ejection.
Crazy. No, it went all the way through. You know, they even did like this much sand for the crust.
It just liquefied the sand.
So much, you know, they did it to scale, so much for the crust, so much for the mantle.
It vaporized the sand when it hit it.
All the way through the crust into the mantle with an aluminum ball to scale.
It's amazing that there's not a small mountain left. I guess it just the whole thing just fractured and exploded.
Well, they've checked out the crater. It's huge. It's like
underwater.
The size of the Gulf of Mexico.
It's not that big. I've seen
huge.
The pictures too, but it's hard to believe.
I think this is a pretty serious one. I think, unlike the movie Armageddon,
before,
we would not be able to stop
it. It's already caused an apocalypse.
Armageddon. We need to send Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck.
Rockhound.
Right. Ooh, yeah, what was his name?
Rockhound.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi, that wasn't Rockhound. Rockhound was the big dude, the big guy with the band-aid. Marcellus Wallace. I don't remember his name.
Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames, there it is.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, it was.
Horribly scientifically inaccurate, but a great movie.
Yeah, it's still a good movie. He's riding the nuclear warhead. He's like, can you get off the nuclear warhead? Steve Buscemi goes nuts in that movie.
All right. That was a Dr. Strangelove reference.
That is right there, isn't it? What's our numbers here? You guys go first.
If you don't mind, I think it'd be devastating. It's probably pretty likely. I'm going to go with a 7 on this one.
Alex says 7.
A 7 on a celestial impact. I'm going to go with a 5.
But you don't think it's too likely?
I don't think it's likely enough.
And do you think we could stop one if it were to come?
If it's big enough to cause problems, I think we would see it in plenty of time to where we can come up with a decent plan.
You think if it was big enough to where it was going to eradicate all life on Earth?
Right. I think we could catch most global killers.
You think there's enough people on this Earth smart enough to figure out a solution to that?
I'm sure.
They've probably already got a contingency plan.
I'm giving this one an 8 because it's already happened. A celestial impact has already caused
an apocalypse. It's less often than supervolcanoes, though.
Did the supervolcano.
Yeah, it's less often than supervolcanoes, though.
Really?
At least for big impacts. Think about the Chicxulub, 65 million years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Arizona meteor crater.
Yeah, but it'd almost be instantaneous, you know what I mean? If a 6 mile wide crater, how long would it take for life to, I mean, that would be it.
Be a few hours.
You don't have much time to hide.
I'm giving it an 8. I'm still giving it an 8.
All right, what's give it a 20
That's
flat?
A 20. 20.
It's not bad.
All right, your pick. Your pick, Biggie.
My pick. Let's see. We ain't got a lot left here.
We already did AI.
Yeah. Let's go with the pandemic.
The pandemic,
the
huh?
SARS.
SARS, that's
or
a good
the
one.
MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. They've got many viruses that are coming around, and they're getting more powerful. We've got so good at antibiotics that we keep pumping these viruses full of antibiotics, and they mutate.
Yeah, they're resistant.
They evolve.
Antibiotics only work on bacteria, and you need antiviral agents for viruses.
Yeah, my mistake.
Don't let it happen.
I make that happen to the doctors all the time.
Oh, I will stab you. No, just kidding. I won't stab you hard.
The more you use, the sicker you're going to get in the
end. That's true. They're worried about superbugs due to overuse, like hand sanitizing agents all the way up to actual antibacterial
medicine. Just so everyone's familiar, a pandemic is like a virus. So think like an Ebola outbreak or something like that.
Any sort of outbreak. Spanish flu.
If you've ever seen the movie Outbreak, that explains it. That's what we're talking about is basically everything that happens in the movie.
Nobody's seen that.
That's a great movie. What do you mean? Cuba Gooding Jr.? Robert De Niro?
No, it was not Robert De Niro.
It wasn't great.
Fool.
No, it wasn't Robert De Niro. Dustin Hoffman. There you go. Rene Russo. I thought it was good. The fucking monkey.
It had McDreamy in it, too, from, what's his name? Can't Buy Me Love. Dempsey.
Kevin Spacey.
Patrick Dempsey.
Kevin Spacey. Yeah, okay. Patrick Dempsey was the guy that had the monkey. Yeah.
Jimbo.
Yeah, that was Jimbo. There you go.
Well, now, to be a really bad pandemic, it pretty well has to be an airborne agent.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Or and sexually transmitted.
I think we've already got that.
A strain of fire herpes has broke out and everybody's dicks are falling off.
Zombie herpes.
So that's what happened in Children of Men, if you didn't see that movie. It's
they just did the
fire first, strain of genital herpes.
They just did the first penis transplant successfully, and the guy's happy, so... If your dick falls off, no worries.
Right, I mean, because you can get another one.
That's another one we got to discuss, is the sterilization of mankind.
Sterilization?
That's an apocalypse.
All right, well, let's write it down. We'll do that one next.
Well, they've been vaccine and sterilization right into us for years.
Uh-huh.
That's what I talked about the other day on my...
it's all about population
control. On a little subscriber-only episode I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you did an episode without us.
Yeah. Oh, like in-depth secret content. Well, only subscribers.
That may or may not be out soon. It could be a conspiracy. Maybe I'm thinking about getting rid of you guys.
I can't wait to hear this one, so maybe you'll get it up and we can hear the anti-vaxxer episode.
It was brutal, I'm so bad by myself. But I thought I put out some good points. In the end, I feel, though, that we're getting way off topic here, that does more harm than good to get rid of vaccines.
Well, the vaccines are right on topic because they have stopped many pandemics.
There you go.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so that's not off topic. Yeah, polio, that could have been bad.
Yeah, I was talking about, too, like Pakistan, for instance, has bad polio outbreaks.
Yeah.
Because there was a thing that happened with the CIA. The CIA was supposed to be coming in and doing vaccines at the Bin Laden compound, actually, for his family. They came in there, and they were trying to get DNA rather than...
actually vaccine them.
And that freaked out a lot of people over there. They thought these vaccines are just, you know...
some ploy for the FBI or CIA.
And what happened
They're
then?
Probably
polio
right.
Polio went mad in that area of Pakistan. It was like a huge outbreak because nobody would get the vaccines.
See, I heard about another thing with vaccines. It was in Africa somewhere that the Red Cross actually distributed vaccines. It was like 250 kids or something. 97% of them were paralyzed. They paralyzed them.
They probably gave them a polio vaccine that wasn't properly made where somewhere it was an active polio.
Yeah, but I mean, it paralyzed like 97% of the kids gave them vaccine to.
What are the big pandemics we've seen in history? We got obviously the Black Plague.
The bubonic plague.
Same
bubonic plague.
That was in the 1500s. Polio. That went to like a third of England.
Wasn't that the 1300s?
Mid to late. Dark 1400s, sometime in that area.
It started rising, that's for sure.
When there was lots of rats in city walls.
And they had big scares recently. They've had SARS.
In 1918, the regular run-of-the-mill
Spanish flu.
Killed more people than World War I did. It was allegedly 2.5% of the world's population died that year because of the flu. That's a lot of people.
One of the biggest
a pandemic.
One of the biggest ones is more of a bioterrorism, but the smallpox is
smallpox is huge.
Europeans put on the natives when they came to America.
Assholes.
There's always that story of they gave them the smallpox blanket, which can't really be proven, but they killed large swaths of the Native American population with just smallpox.
Yeah, I mean, so if a new virus is introduced or something and a pandemic happens, I mean, realistically, how long do we have before they can synthesize some sort of a vaccine or a cure for
Depends.
It?
Depends, maybe never.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. That's why this one's very plausible to take it all the way to human extinction, because if we don't get a cure synthesized in the proper amount of time, if we don't get a vaccine proper amount of time before it spreading is too much, too fast,
which
too
is
late.
Exactly why jumping ahead here. I'm giving this a 10.
A 10?
This one is a 10 for me.
It's
the
a serious one.
Pandemic is a 10. Now, it is, very.
That last Ebola outbreak they had in, I believe, West Africa, one, they learned a lot. They really turned it around because
That was coming to America.
Right.
That shit nearly went down.
Yeah,
we were close.
Well, they're taking all the stuff they've learned with the Ebola and they're using it for the Zika virus, which is big now
and
in
there's
South
been
America,
something like
Central 40 America.
Pregnant women who have had Zika, like who've been tested positive for Zika.
If you don't know what Zika can, it has your children, when you're pregnant, they become born with very small heads and very underdeveloped
gross.
And this Zika normally isn't very harmful to people unless they're pregnant or will be pregnant soon.
Well, think about it like this. What about the kids these days who are kids now? You got Zika, you got it forever. These kids eventually might get pregnant, and then they have Zika. They've had it
right.
Since
yeah, and the study still the study still isn't out on that. They're not too sure. And
dipshit, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about kids that are like five right now. Like a 5-year-old girl.
Oh, you
want
some
right
of the kids. We just talked about the Queen of England pedophiles last week.
God damn it. That's not what I'm talking about, man. Let me finish here. I'm saying kids who are 5 years old right now who get infected with it, they've got it. They're eventually going to become of reproductive age, and they've got it.
Yeah. So they're going to pass it on to their kids.
That's not my point.
That's
my
not
point
necessarily
is that their
true.
Kids will have the problems.
They're studying this heavily right now. They don't know if it actually passes on. They don't know if after 2 years from having it, your children will be fine. They just are now learning about it. They don't know.
Well, good. That'd be good to know. I'd like you to do more research and report.
Well, I do know that there's been over a dozen cases of sexually transmitted Zika from male
too.
To women. And one of the common symptoms is blood in the
I heard
ejaculate.
Elephant to man happened. But.
Blood in the ejaculate?
Yeah, which
God,
is a big
that
sign.
Sounds absolutely
you probably
terrible.
Shouldn't be sleeping with anyone anyway.
That sounds absolutely terrible.
That's
yeah,
so
this
scary.
One, I'm going to have to give it a 9.
A 9?
Yeah,
Alex is giving it a 9. And
these new viruses
it a
coming
10.
Are really getting it.
And, you know, imagine how horrible, before I give you mine, this is kind of what I'm thinking. I'm imagining how horrible of a death it would be to die from, like, a flesh-eating virus.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Your eyes are rotting
yeah,
out of your
and you're
head.
Just
did you ever see Cabin in the Woods?
Bleeding out of your eyeballs.
Not Cabin in the Woods. Cabin Fever?
No, actually I haven't.
No.
You gotta watch that. That was a great flesh-eating virus movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, imagine how bad that would suck to die from a flesh-eating virus. That painful and just...
I say dying from the flu is almost just as bad.
I just learned the harmonica.
Thanks for that, Alex. This is a good time to
deal.
Practice.
All right, so I am going to give it a 10 as well because the pandemic scares the shit out of me.
That is almost the perfect score. Except for
yeah, that is a dangerous one.
That very much. So we've got... What do we got left? We have climate change left and black hole catastrophes.
Black hole.
Yeah. Rogue black holes, or what do you guys know about?
We've also got the sterilization thing we're going to talk about first.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's
Children of the Men scenario. Let's get this real quick. The Children of the Men scenario is that for some reason the population can no longer reproduce. Women are infertile. Men are infertile. However it happens, no more babies. You got
maybe,
one generation left.
Maybe nature decided there's too many people and our genes changed where we can't reproduce.
That's probably the most depressing apocalypse, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like everybody sits around and grows old, and that's it.
And that's
right.
it, and yeah. You
so eventually, you're going to be the last. Somebody's going to be the last person.
Yeah.
Oh, God, how depressing. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's the most depressing apocalypse.
God, that would suck.
That movie really.
Jason Poole.
Well, and eventually, it's going to get real bad because since there's no younger generation, once you get to 60 or 70 and you can't fucking do anything no more, you don't have anybody, like, you know, to help you out.
Take care of
you,
yeah.
Nobody to harvest your crops or food. I mean, at one point, you're just going to have to
eventually
die.
Eventually, the whole population is going to be like, fuck it.
Yeah, I would rather have a black
this
hole
sucks.
Evaporate me than,
than die like that. Yeah, that one would,
so
that would be terrible.
Let's go ahead and get through this real quick. 7.
Okay.
It's not so likely, but it's so depressing.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 4.
It pulls on my heartstrings so bad. I'm going to give it a 6.
6? All right.
32.
All right, what so climate change, global warming.
I'm not a big... I don't actually believe in global warming. There, you heard it. I don't believe it.
It's out there now.
What's that?
I said I don't actually believe in global warming.
Wow.
Okay. The planet throughout history has gone ups and downs.
When Pandora comes out of the box, she can't go back in, so...
The planet can cool down and heat up. It's
no,
been
I'm saying you. You just let it out of the bag.
I don't give two shits. Let the world know. Al Gore. Let the world know, Al Gore.
Al Gore.
That I don't really...
Yeah, Al Gore.
I think global warming is a sham and is a way for people to further agendas.
Al
well,
Gore talking about
if
how
you remember,
it's a false flag.
I don't know. I read up back, I believe it was the 70s, they had a big scare about global cooling. Everybody was terrified that the world was cooling down. Well, here we are 40
years later. You get a couple years of hot or a couple years of cold. Nobody remembers that the world, there's been ice ages and there's been heat ups throughout history.
And many ice ages, you know. And
the
just the other day, India's temperature was 123 degrees.
You'll have hot days, you'll have cold days.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be either in a cooling cycle or a warming cycle. The Earth goes through cycles.
Well, right now we're in a warming cycle. So yeah. That is global warming.
I did see some kind of a damning graphic.
Or do you not believe in human being the cause of global warming?
That's more I think. I don't know how
that's,
much.
Okay, so you
I believe we have a slight impact. But I don't think it's as big as people think.
You don't think our carbon footprint is causing global warming?
I think
at all.
It is, but not as bad as people get out of control about it.
Well, that's totally different than not
believing. I did see a graphic the other day.
You're saying either you believe that humans cause it or you don't believe in global warming at all.
I don't think they completely cause it. I think we're on an upswing, and humans maybe are contributing slightly to it, but there's not much we can do to stop it or slow it down.
Stop driving fucking cars.
I don't think it's going to cause that much of a problem.
I know, like, one volcano erupting puts
exactly.
out so much more than a country uses. It's
exactly.
Out. Okay, well, I know that the combustion engine's not good. Not good for the global warming.
Well, neither are cow farts.
It's not causing. It's not good for the cause.
I don't know.
I guess you're right. Yeah, neither is
cow
farting.
Right now, there's a big money to be made in renewable resources. Why not invest into this infrastructure?
There you go.
Tons of jobs.
I bet you take a look into it. Al Gore's ass owns like 30% of GE in their renewable shit.
Yeah, he's got a solar panel company or something.
That's what it's about, man.
People hydro electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so it's a big conspiracy to make more money by the big corporations.
I agree that we shouldn't pollute.
I like it.
But I don't think that our CO2 emissions or anything like that are really as bad as they make it seem.
I bet you we take all kinds of heat over this subject right here.
You think?
I think we will. I think our climate change
Get us on Twitter. Get us on Facebook.
Yeah, tell us what you guys think.
You know my email address. Give it to me.
I don't know. I think doing whatever you can to stop any extra pollution going into there.
I agree. Don't do pollution. It's not necessary.
Even people who just live in the local vicinity of whatever the major polluter may be get all kinds of asthma problems.
Again, I totally agree. But I think there's more of a health problem with pollution than there is a temperature problem with the earth caused by us.
Okay, but so as a doomsday or apocalypse scenario, I'm not giving climate change or global warming a big weight at all. Because, I mean, if it does happen, it's going to take a while. And it's going to take a while before we see really major results in it.
You say you wouldn't give it a big weight. We know a massive ice age just ended 20,000 years ago. We know that. It happens.
And it does happen.
I'm not sure of the length on the cycle between ice ages, but it's been a pretty regular event for the last million years.
Okay, I'll agree with you there. A natural ice age or a natural hot period could fuck with us.
That is a climate change.
So that said, six.
Six? All right. Biggie gives it a six.
I poop on climate change. That's all I'm saying.
Al?
I think if climate change does happen, it'll be very detrimental. I'm going to give it a seven.
Seven. I'm going to go with five. You guys changed my mind a little bit. So five, six, and a seven.
Well, it was mostly on technicality.
That is a 70. That's our highest one. Yeah, 70.
A 70.
72.
Oh, God damn it.
And then the last one we're going to go with Black Hole Sun.
Oh, God.
Won't you cut? No, just Black
Sorry,
Holes.
Sorry, folks.
Black holes?
Yeah, the
black
thought holes, of either anybody? A rogue black hole or a man-made black hole
Oprah?
That will wipe out our planet.
Oh, sorry.
Man-made black hole?
Like from CERN, like the Large Hadron Collider. They think that there's a possibility that their subatomic particles are smashed together to such intensity that they get that critical mass.
They can produce a singularity.
The problem with that, in my opinion, is what's called Hawking radiation. They're so small that they will lose enough right off the bat that they just poof into nothing.
You don't think they'll be able to expand?
Well, now, they would have to immediately be
slow
fed.
Down a second here, Everett. You mean whenever these particles collide, they create a black hole.
Right.
And
they've gotten so dense, their mass is so dense, they qualify as a black hole.
Because they're a singularity.
You're smashing them together at damn near the speed of light.
Right.
I mean, that's 99.99.7%
of the speed of light.
Force.
Now, you said that they dissipate.
Right. There's something called Hawking radiation, which people used to think that whatever goes into a black hole does not come out. Stephen Hawking proved that there's something that they named it Hawking radiation, that there is an amount of evaporation from a black hole that can be detected. Hole, right.
Measurable.
That a black hole, if left alone long enough without taking anything in, it will eventually evaporate to nothing.
Okay, so by itself, it'll eventually just downsize enough to where it's nothing again.
If this Hawking theory is correct, then whatever tiny little black hole or singularity is formed at CERN would just dissipate because it wouldn't be able to take any more
matter. It doesn't have enough matter to actually. And there's not enough matter around for it to.
And its matter is so small it doesn't have a gravitational pull.
What if it starts sucking in matter around it?
I mean,
in a catastrophic way to where it just continually starts sucking.
Well, that's what he was saying, that it's so tiny that it doesn't have enough mass to suck in.
Right, you're thinking subatomic particles with that. I mean, if you're talking, if you had pounds of bricks that you were able to, you know, even pounds isn't enough. You can't, like in nature, black holes don't form from a regular star collapsing on itself.
Right, so the idea is there's enough mass inside of them to, that's what's pulling into it.
It
creates gravity.
Right.
And that's what's pulling into the black hole. That's why black holes pull everything into them, is because they have enough mass to create a massive amount of gravity.
Right. Normally what happens is you'll create a star.
So much gravity that, in fact, even light can't exist.
Right.
Or can't escape.
Which, in all theory, also a black hole is a dark star. It's a star that has got so much gravity, it's collapsed upon itself, it has so much gravity that light cannot pass it or go through it.
And we think that they can do this? At the Large Hadron Collider.
There was theories that tiny black holes would be
came
created.
Across
no, there's been none done. There's been no documentation of black holes being created.
I'm not really worried about a man-made black hole.
What about rogue black holes?
They do exist out in outer space, correct? True. They've detected them, even though they can't see them because they absorb light.
They can see there's something called gravitational lensing. Are you guys familiar with gravitational lensing?
Is that how it affects stars surrounding it?
Well, sort of. Like, we use our sun as a gravitational lens. It has such a high effect on the space around it that it actually curves space.
Oh, yes.
So you can basically ride that curve around to see what's behind it. The same thing happens with the black hole. It's got such a high gravity that the space-time around it is curved in such a way that there's a lensing effect. So you might see a star, looks like it's up top, but as soon as the event horizon gets close, what's behind it, it kind of like curves around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, not really.
Man, watch some videos on black holes then, because in gravitational lensing, it's really interesting stuff.
Well, check that out. I definitely will.
But it's very unlikely that a black hole is just going to come by with significant size. And it's just so unlikely.
Enough size and gravity.
And as far as I know, which isn't much, black holes don't travel, do they?
Yeah, they can't move.
I guess they
rogue black holes or rogue stars, rogue planets.
Yeah, they keep traveling towards the nearest gravity because they pull each other equally.
Distorting space-time
generally,
as they're going.
Generally what happens is they come from a binary or trinary system where a binary system is one or more objects that are rotating around each other.
Binary would
orbiting.
Be two.
Right, and trinary is three. There's more systems. It's actually more common for a star system to be binary or trinary than singular.
Than singular,
like ours.
Yeah.
So they'll get to spin, and if it's not just the right spin where they collapse in on each other, it's possible that it can be flung away at a high velocity away from its other star, its twin star. And that's how you get your rogue stars and your rogue black holes.
Oh, okay. That's probably what happened to Nibiru at one point. It came from another star.
It could have.
So let's talk about what would happen if you ever saw the Star Trek movie, the new reboot of Star Trek, the J.J. Abrams one.
Boy, don't bring that one up.
No, they have a black hole device, and they shoot it into the center of Vulcan, and actually the watching Vulcan implode on itself would be really
so they
crazy.
Had a black
so
hole
dumb.
Generator.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like red matter, they called it. And
so bad. That movie was so bad.
Right.
I liked it. I thought it was a good example.
It was a bad roller coaster, is what that movie was.
But what I'm trying to explain is what would happen if this did happen. So what kind of catastrophe would this be? So I'm trying to say the whole Earth imploding on itself. That would be if a black hole was in the center. But
yeah, see,
if one just skimmed across the top of us, that would be
If we got if it was just the closest effect that could happen, I guess it would pull our atmosphere off. It got close enough to us, it just sucked our atmosphere off. That's one.
That would be bad.
Two, it could come by and start dragging us behind it. You know what I mean?
Pull us out of our orbit.
Like when a car drives by and trash gets sucked behind.
Plastic bag goes with you, starts flipping through the air behind you.
Or if it's the right size, it could directly impact our planet and just start sucking it in. It'd be crazy. Whenever you get to the event horizon of a black hole or something that happens called spaghettification.
Mm.
That's whenever you get stretched out, but you don't know you're stretched out.
Atom by atom.
Yeah, it'd be really violent.
So I don't think you would know it. I think you would probably just be done.
Somebody on the planet would know what's happening while other people were getting killed. I mean, you'd see it coming.
Well, no, if it got close enough, it sucked off the atmosphere and everybody died.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way we wouldn't see the sumbitch coming.
Right.
Honestly. The amount of...
Because it would block out the stars.
Well, once it hits our heliosphere, the level of radiation around our sun, like there's a big, what's called the heliosphere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah. So once it hits that, we're going to detect it, basically. It's just going to blaze
through.
Yeah,
but how much time do we have? I mean, it's not like we could stop. Let's be clear. We could do nothing to stop a rogue black hole from tearing our fucking planet apart.
Granted, if it's on a trajectory for us, we're fucked.
Right. Okay, let's go to Mars because that's the only shot we got.
Mars would be probably screwed.
Well, it depends on the size. I mean, who knows?
Right, but unstoppable. That's an unstoppable force.
That is an unstoppable force.
Okay,
even a small one.
That being said.
Unless we can figure out how to generate gravity. And, like, basically ping-pong it.
Right.
Like, somehow create our own black hole out of just concentrated gravimetric waves and use it to, like, turn it.
Maybe that's the conspiracy right there. They know at the Large Hadron Collider there's a rogue black hole coming, and the only way to stop it is to create our own black hole to push the fucker away.
I just came up with a theory to get rid of asteroids, though. If you could somehow...
Slingshot them?
Not even that. Use a gravimetric drive, right? To warp space-time to where you more or less create a curve in the road right in front of them.
Right.
Well, you're going to have to create all these things first before you...
Yeah, well, you know. That's true. I'm going to be in my garage this weekend really busy. All right,
black hole. We're going to weight it. Okay, so...
It has the most weight in the galaxy, but I'm not giving it much here.
If we're going to weight it...
Now, the devastation effect is the highest, in my opinion, on the scale, but...
Because there's nothing we can do to stop it.
I'm going
to
go ahead and give it a... Four.
A four?
Just on the sheer
Alex says four.
Effect.
He is not a believer.
It is not going to happen.
at Big E's going 5. Me, myself, personally, I'm giving it a 6.
All right, I guess that covers all of the topics we have prepared, right? I know there's plenty of other ones like our star expanding. That's just it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, like 4 a supernova. Years.
That's going to happen. It's not like one of the ones that's like might happen. That's right. Going to happen.
It's a matter of time.
I don't find that fun to talk about.
So you want to
or
go through
the big chill or the big crunch? I don't care about those. You know, the end of the universe. However that happens, it's going to happen.
But if you care about them as listeners, let us know. I mean,
that's fair enough. Let us know if you care about what's on TV tomorrow.
What's your preferred doomsday scenario?
Well,
why don't you take the poll on our website? We got it up at nickatime.com.
On our next episode, we'll go ahead and announce the results of what the poll results were.
Eric, do you want to let the listeners know what we've come up with? What are our rankings?
What's our number one? It had to be pandemic, right?
Okay, so between last week and this week's episode, both dealing with doomsday and apocalypse, we ran through a total of like 12 or 13 scenarios. And we each rated them with our own number, given it, you know, based on how catastrophic it would be, the likelihood of it happening.
The coolness of it.
Even the coolness, yeah. If that's just a sexy-ass doomsday scenario, you know, that's what we did. So one of them was a sterilization, you know, the children of men scenario. That got a 17 total. That didn't garner very much support from your guys
17
here.
Out of what? What's our
17
total?
Out of, I guess it would be 30. So, gotcha. Yeah, we're going 1 through
17 10. 17 out of 100. I don't know. Good math. 3
17
times
out of 30. So another one we did was super volcanoes. That didn't pull a lot of weight with us. That was 14 out of 30. So, wow. You know, we all
Looking
rated
back,
that one.
I feel like that's a lot bigger of a thing than like –
like maybe we underweighted the super volcano, huh? Yeah, it should have been.
I told you we're real
sterilization
arbitrary.
Is more important than super volcanoes.
Hey, hindsight's 20/20. Can't
yeah, it
on.
Is. Okay, so alien invasion, we gave that a 19 out of 30 on probability, you know, likelihood of it happening, and the devastation.
And sexiness,
and
don't forget.
The iceberg methane explosion, that was a 15. I didn't really like that one very much, so I gave that a 3. But yeah, so that.
I kind of personally, on accident, tied it in with global warming. So, or climate change, if you will.
Okay, AI, artificial intelligence take it over, or Skynet. That one we was a 23. All of us are fairly afraid of computers and artificial intelligence.
It's a good thing to be afraid of.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. Another one, pandemic, which would be like a global virus. That got a 29 out of 30. That was the highest out of any of our apocalypse and doomsday scenarios.
Antibiotic resistant super virus. Yeah.
So pandemic to us is what we were the
in
most
any
afraid
shape
of.
Or form, that's coming to get us.
All right, zombie apocalypse. I feel like it's got a 12, and I feel like it only got that high because of the sexiness of the, you know, because it's everyone like loves the zombie apocalypse.
Alien but, vampires, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Big bad mother from outer space, you know, one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. It's so specific, you know, the zombie apocalypse. So it got a 12 from all of us just because it's not very
it's
likely.
Still, it's still probably my favorite. It's got to be your guys' favorite.
Oh, yeah,
too, right?
I mean, it's a favorite among a lot of people. Another one we had was nuclear war. So that one got a 22.
We love nuclear war here in Nicotown.
No, we don't love nuclear war
that
here
in Nicotown. That one scared the hell out of us, it looked like.
Yeah, 22. So yeah, we don't want to get melted by radiation or anything like that. So.
Well, you know what they say, get under your desk, put your head between your knees, and kiss your ass goodbye.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Okay, so another one, celestial impact. That weighted a 20 out of 30 with us, with the guys here at our conspiracy show.
Did you consider
a
black hole a celestial impact, I guess, kind of?
Yeah, but we're not adding that to it.
Okay.
Pandemic still wins. Economic collapse, which in the beginning we didn't think that was going to be a big one. Actually, Big E didn't even really want to do it. But as we started talking about it a little bit more, and the more we got into it, the more we talked about the economic collapse,
kinda,
we realized
realistic.
That one, yeah, that's
got a likely factor that yeah. really the sexiness yeah. is not there though.
No, but it totally could fucking happen.
I don't
want
to hear about
be
being poor to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, poor to death. Huh? Yeah.
I've lived it.
No shit. I've been poor my whole life. So the ramen noodle doomsday scenario, which is the economic collapse, we gave that an 18 out of 30.
You're lucky with the ramen.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one was climate change / global warming. That also garnered an 18 from us. So, and again, if you guys don't agree, if you think they should have had more weight, let us know.
Info at nickatimepodcast.com.
Email us. Take the poll on the website.
And subscribe.
Tweet us.
And our least, the one we are here at the show at Nick of Time, the least worried about was the rapture. That got 6 points out of 30 between us three.
Dude, it has been potential to be the coolest, though.
Yeah.
Think about God comes riding down like a fire horse or something.
Yeah.
Woo! Come with me.
Talk about becoming a believer instantly.
Four Horsemen is always a
no
really...
No shit, I'd be like, I got my Bible here somewhere. God, take
right,
it.
Right, yeah. No, I forget, right, you know, I've always, I'm not really a believer, but I tell you, if I saw a fucking rapture, I'm the first one on my
knees.
Be my
luck. He's like, I'm not God. I'm Shih Tzu or whatever.
I will change my mind with new information.
You're damn right, yeah, yes. I'm not so proud to think that, God comes down shaking his finger at
Anky.
Me. And I can see you. Okay, bud, my bad.
It's inky.
I've been fucking up. I'm ready to live right now. So I would totally change myself. But yeah, the rapture didn't hold a lot of
weight. Here comes Inky down from Nibiru.
Oh, yeah, that could be the rapture, huh?
Inky's technically here, I guess, but whatever.
Okay, another one was the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse. And that one weighted the second most with all of us. That was a 27 out of 30. Just fell shortly behind the pandemic.
Just scares the hell out of me.
Right. Well, there's so many implications for an electromagnetic pulse, so many different uses for it. And this scenario actually could go many different ways. You know what I mean? The EMP.
There's several ways it could happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what did we talk about? We talked about solar flares, the possible terrorist use of an electromagnetic pulse. I mean, so, yeah, that one got a 27 out of 30. So that one was the second most scary, I should say, I guess, out of all the ones.
And sexy,
yeah. EMP would be, I just like saying it, EMP. It just rolls off the tongue, you know.
Coronal mass ejection.
Yeah, coronal mass ejection.
All right, see my coronal mass ejection.
Oh, baby. Get my coronal mass ejection on.
All right.
Yeah, that was enough of that. All right. Jumped shark on that one. All right. So, and then the last one was the black hole catastrophe, which we just talked about. And that one got a 15 out of 30.
So, you think next week we talk about prepping a little bit?
Yeah, I think we'll do an almost a continuation
like
episode.
Yeah, it
of
sounds
this.
Like it could be a shorter version of the same show, but yeah let's
maybe
talk about
maybe not a two-part, maybe a two-part, we don't know, but maybe a shorter version on prepping and maybe prepping for all these scenarios.
Yeah,
so,
prepping for what you think is going
to
happen.
Yeah, what different type of prepping you would need to do for
each
one of these scenarios.
I know
you got any suggestions?
Prepping for zombies is really fun, so just to
probably,
prep for.
This has probably been the favorite show we've done since we took over
This one was a fun show. I did like this one.
Yeah, I enjoyed because, I mean, Doomsday, who doesn't love a good
Doomsday?
Yeah,
Apocalypse, everybody loves
Doomsday. Who doesn't
Doomsday
sit around
scenarios?
And romanticize about this?
Yeah, right, because it's a fantasy for sure for some people. You know, some people love this shit, you know.
They are just waiting for the proverbial shit to hit the fan.
Right.
That is their life.
So that's good. That's what we're going to talk about next week. We'll be all the preppers for these Doomsday and Apocalypse scenarios. But until next time, remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick of Time Show or on Twitter at Nick of Time Show. Also, please remember to subscribe
on
iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or any of your favorite podcast outlets. And if you'd like, give us a 5-star rating or really just be honest with us. We want to get better. So until next time, this has been Alex, Biggie, and Eric at Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production. Have
subscribe.
A good week.
See you later.
Peace.
Please, wake up.
This has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production. Access all our podcasts now at lineupmediagroup.com.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore!